Welcome to the Forgettable Reads Podcast, a no-nonsense sleepcast for the rest of us. No creepy whispering, no bad spa music, no sleepy monotone. Just sincere reads of boring, bland material for all your verbal white noise needs. And now your host, Lauren Good.
Well, hello again, my friends. In the last episode, we chatted about new rituals and experiences that we have been undertaking or have been happening to us since the pandemic began. And while tonight's reading will be about one of mine dealing with a deck of cards, first, I wanted to ask you a question. And that is, what do you think about? What do you daydream about? What do you fantasize about as you go through your day? Now, I know, normally, as soon as someone asks you, what do you fantasize about? Many people jump to thinking about sexy time, intimate thoughts. And here, I just mean, when you catch yourself in a story in your mind, if you ever do, what do those stories tend to be about? I read somewhere that the average person has about 6,000 to 8,000 thoughts per day. So you see, our minds are like little fun factories, broadcasting all kinds of thoughts. Thoughts like, next I need to. Oh, I wish I had said. Oh, I wish he hadn't done that. That was cool. That was boring, unexpected, etc. So we have this deep internal emotional and mental life kind of constantly churning away under the surface. And by the way, if you aren't really aware of your thoughts or don't feel like you do have an inner life of mind, just try meditating for 25 minutes. It's hilarious. As soon as you tell yourself to sit still, focus your mind on your breath or your heartbeat or the sounds you can hear in the room, or a specific idea for a reflection, oh boy, your mind will strike back with all kinds of rebellious distraction. Some of it you'll want to think about more than your breath. Some of it you'll wish would just go away. It's just the way meditation goes. So I've been trying to pay more attention to the times that I purposely let my mind wander and dream up a narrative. This is actually really easy for me, as I like to listen to music as I'm walking around, running errands, or going somewhere. It's like, as I'm listening to the audio, my mind wants to make the visual image that accompanies the song. Since I started doing trapeze in 2021, I make a lot of aerial show choreography in my head, complete with dramatic lights and costumes, forced perspective, optical illusions. Sometimes there's a multimedia screen that will come in as the backdrop. And I have to tell you, the kinds of forced perspective and multimedia that would accompany some of these imagined choreography bits got really complex and intricate after I saw how they handled the set change during Mufasa's "Remember Who You Are" scene in The Lion King at Broadway in Chicago. Other times, especially if I'm going for a run or I'm on my way to the gym, anytime I kind of need to pump myself up to have more endurance than I naturally feel like I have, I'll end up imagining kind of a Hunger Games meets American Ninja Warrior tournament. And in this tournament, all the contestants are competing for different causes. And in these, of course, just like with Hunger Games, you always want to root for the underdog. But that leads to another interesting question. So in your daydreams, in the way that your mind creates stories, are you always the star and protagonist? Or do you imagine other people starring in your mental movies? Because I admit, I am often in mine. I'm usually not the person performing any of the Cirque choreography or performances, but I am always the choreographer or the producer or the director. I am the one who, like, creates the experience. Other times, if I am the star, I'm imagining myself on a beach or boating really fast through the water or climbing trees. And I've always wondered if that is something specific to being an only child or a Leo or, I don't know, some other demographic that I happen to belong to. And speaking of Leos, since I've spent the last few months trying to learn more about astrology, as we're about to enter Aries season, I was looking for some of the affirmations that might work for focusing on goals that are about tapping into your inner warrior, as well as your inner child, because that's really what Aries speaks to. So for this process, what I'll be reading from is the Believe Affirmation Deck from a company called Rise. These are affirmations that deal with self-love and self-worth. And it says, welcome to living life deliberately. We have carefully collated inspiring affirmations to help you create clarity, overcome procrastination, promote persistence, and expedite action towards positive changes in your life. Aren't you already in love? Create and maintain empowering habits, integrating the cards into your daily routine. And I do. I use these affirmations every morning in a routine or ritual, as I call it, called Daily Vibes. It says, pick an affirmation at random or with intent and take a moment to reflect on the message. Continue to be present with that thought throughout your day. That's probably the piece I need to work on. Once I've recorded it, it stays with me for a while. And then at about 2 p.m., I think it drops off. So this is good for me to notate about how to more effectively empower myself throughout the day. Each card has an inspirational quote on the reverse side to complement the message, provide further encouragement, and strengthen your belief. Be motivated to design your future with intent and purpose. Put change into action and don't leave life to chance. I love that. That's that whole idea of living life by design instead of by default. And finally, it says, we believe in you and wish you success in all areas of your life. Team Rive, Affirmation Cards 4x4, copyright 2020 by Rive. As I overcome obstacles, the path to my chosen destination becomes clearer. I never lose. I either win or learn. Nelson Mandela. I am resilient, and I see problems as interesting challenges. A challenge only becomes an obstacle when you bow to it. Ray Davis. I am thankful for what others have done for me in my life. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Melody Beatty. My social circle is influencing my life in a positive way. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Albert Einstein. I stand up for what I believe in, and the image is a unicorn. Courage is very important. Like a muscle, it is strengthened by use. Ruth Gordon. I am becoming more confident and stronger each day. A river cuts through rock not because of its power, but because of its persistence. James N. Watkins. I accept what is out of my control. Focus on what you can control. Unknown. And this one has a fitness or dancer person in a forearm handstand. It's pretty cool. Nice gold sparkly sun in her background. I will fall and I will get back up again. As many times as it takes. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. Confucius. And this is the diamond card. I only do things that hold myself to my highest standard. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Jim Rohn. Every experience in my life helps me to grow. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. Maya Angelou. Energy flows where my intention goes. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt. And here we have a ballerina whose skirt becomes a spiral that she spins on the floor. Practice helps me attain greatness. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Michael Jordan. And here we have a lipstick kiss with a heart in the center of the lips. I always speak kindly of others. If you see something beautiful in others, speak it. Ruthie Lindsay. I radiate love, happiness, grace, and positivity. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Thich Nhat Hanh. And here we have the owl card. I am becoming more knowledgeable and wiser with each day. The expert at anything was once a beginner. Helen Hayes. I overcome my fears by confronting them. Scared is what you're feeling. Brave is what you're doing. Emma Donahue. I choose to rise above the hurtful things that can come my way. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. The Dalai Lama. And here we have a rhino card. I am courageous, and I stand up for myself. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Bernard Baruch. I do not have to prove myself to anyone. Normal is not something to aspire to. It's something to get away from. Jodie Foster. And here we have a circle of hands. I choose only to surround myself with good and supportive people. Surround yourself with only people who are going to lift you higher. Oprah Winfrey. And the doe in the meadow. I have my special place in this world. Why fit in when you're born to stand out? Dr. Seuss. I am at peace with my past. Only I can change my life. No one else can do that for me. Carol Burnett. I will always find ways to get back on track and reach my destination. We can do anything we want if we stick to it long enough. Helen Keller. The more I breathe deeply, the more calm I find. The mind is what the mind is fed. David Schwartz. The mind is what the mind is fed. I am a good example for those around me. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Albert Einstein. And a woman listening to a seashell. I am mindful at all times and live within each moment. we all get the exact same 365 days. The only difference is what we do with them. Hilary Day Piano. Through my contributions, I make positive changes to the world. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Birds flying from the mountains. I let go of all expectations and hold on to appreciation. Never let the things you want make you forget the things you have. Sanchita Pandey. Directing my focus towards what I want creates more of what I want. A goal is a dream with a deadline. Napoleon Hill. And here we have hands holding the sun. I take ownership of my own life. The strongest principle of growth lies in the human choice. George Eliot. I love myself. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Oscar Wilde. Gold eyelashes. I acknowledge and accept the feeling I am experiencing in this moment. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. Stephen Covey. And here's the bear. I wake up today with strength in my heart and clarity in my mind. Don't wait for the right opportunity. Create it. George Bernard Shaw. And here we have a karate gal. My discipline today will create my freedom tomorrow. If you can't, you must. And if you must, you can. Tony Robbins. I am forgiving, and my compassion replaces anger with love. The quality of your life comes down to the thoughts that you think on a regular basis. Kerwin Ray. We have a nighttime window with a stream heading off from the forest to the night sky with a crescent moon. I am doing everything I can to make my goals and dreams happen. There are no shortcuts to any place worth going. Beverly Sills. I ask for support and guidance whenever I need it. Don't spend time beating on a wall, hoping to transform it into a door. Coco Chanel. I am giving my best to the things that matter to me most. The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. Ayn Rand. I am proud of all that I have achieved. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as who you become by achieving your goals. Zig Ziglar. I am grateful for the small things and wonders in my life. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. Cynthia Ozick. And here we have a beautiful bowl that's been mended where it was cracked with gold, and so therefore made more beautiful. I am acknowledging my flaws and improving them. Growth and comfort do not coexist. David J. Schwartz. We have a beautiful woman in a recumbent pose. I am feeding my mind, body, and soul. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. Benjamin Franklin. To people connected by one heart, I open my heart to love. Love is not just looking at each other. It's looking in the same direction. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. A woman with a flower for a heart. I trust my inner voice. No one will ever blame you for trying to get it right. Lori Myers. Today, I abandon my old habits and take up new, more positive ones. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. I am surrounded by abundance. Wealth is the ability to fully experience life. Henry David Thoreau. Oh, this is beautiful. It's a bridge across a lake to a rising sun. I have all it takes to make my dreams a reality. All you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination. Earl Nightingale. Night and day holding hands. I can enrich other people's lives. It's not how much we give, but how much we love we put into giving. Mother Teresa. And finally, the whale. I am at ease and happy when I am on my own. They always say that time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself. Andy Warhol. Good night, my friends.